This is the best moments of the Barbecue Central Show in 10 minutes or less. Ever wish you could re-listen to your favorite interview or segment? Do you enjoy hearing older shows for the first time in years? Then the best moments of the Barbecue Central Show in 10 minutes or less is just what you need. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
Hello, friends. John Solberg here, your host for the best moments of the Barbecue Central Show in 10 minutes or less. Always very happy to tell you that this show is brought to you by The Butcher Shop, purveyors of highly sought after 100% Australian non-crossbred Waivara 9 Plus briskets that are every single time always handpicked out just for you. The Butcher Shop has been retailing the finest meats for more than 15 years. Every week they're shipping out competition quality meats to many of the biggest teams in the competition scene across the nation. Simply put, teams who use the Butcher Shop win, and they win often. So even if you're not a competitor, you still deserve the finer cuts. Great news, the Butcher Shop is shipping some of the finest prime, dry-aged, Australian Wagyu, and Japanese Wagyu steaks to people just like you and me who aspire to be the kings and queens of the cul-de-sac. The Butcher Shop always has Berkshire, Compart Duroc, Allegiance Duroc, and Prairie Fresh All-Natural Pork in stock. And again, it's always hand-picked just for you. Let's review all this real quick. The best competition briskets, they got them. The best pork selection, they got it. Giving you better overall options to cook at home, you know it's true. So you need to give the Butcher Shop a call today. 850-458-8782. That's 850-458-8782. Get yourself an order put together. You mentioned the Barbecue Central Show. They're going to give you 10% off your entire order each and every time you call. You can also go check them out on Facebook. Facebook.com/TheButcherShop. Shop is spelled S-H-O-P-P-E. The Butcher Shop, home of the 100% Australian non-crossbred Waivara 9 Plus briskets. Forgive me, he's still a bit under the weather, folks. It's not slowing us down any. Now we're going to take a jump back to April of 2008. Greg's going to talk a little mid-Atlantic barbecue sanctioning body thingy that still exists today. Let's go.
It's the Barbecue Central Show on BBS Talk Radio. Glad to have you along, as promised. My next guest is a moderator on the very awesome Barbecue Central Forum. He's been competing in barbecue for a number of years. He's also a firefighter by profession. But tonight we're going to be talking about him with this barbecue competition he's putting together down in Louisa, Virginia. It is a Mid-Atlantic Barbecue Association sanctioned event and is also a Virginia State Championship. With that being said, Bill Small joins us. Bill, thanks for joining me tonight. How are you?
Good evening, Greg, and thank you very much for having me on your show tonight.
Oh, it's certainly my pleasure. Bill, how long have you been competing personally in barbecue competitions?
I went to my first competition in 2003 as a spectator. It was in Shelby, North Carolina, and that's where I fell in love with what I saw, and my wife looked at me and she said, "I'm in trouble now, aren't I?" And I said, "Oh, yeah, you're in trouble."
What about it appealed to you specifically?
I think it's where people can come together on all levels, whether you're in shape, out of shape, black, white, doesn't matter. You can come together and compete on one level, and it has no bearing on your physical shape or anything else. This is just strictly talent in cooking.
So what was the inspiration for you to actually look at potentially hosting one of these events and kind of building it from the ground up?
I think that it started in 2004 when I went to the competition in Danville, Virginia. I was scared to death. I was on my own. I'd never competed in the Danville competition. There were 60 teams there. I rolled up in there, and I met a man by the name of Bill McMahon, and I want to put a quick plug in here real quick. His wife passed away a couple weeks ago. God love her, Jean McMahon, and she was a great lady and an inspiration behind the Danville contest. Bill pretty much stopped me at the gate, looked at my rig, which was a homemade rig, and said, "Has this been approved for competition barbecue?" And I was petrified. I had never been inspected before. I didn't even know whether or not homemade trailers were involved or were acceptable. He walked around, looked at it, looked up and down, and said, okay, now you're approved. And he slapped a Pigs on the Run, a Pigs in the Park sticker on my cooker, and away I went. And that meant a whole lot to me. And at that time, I said that if I ever decide to do a barbecue competition, that's the kind of competition I would like to have. Somewhere where it's you feel welcomed and accepted, whether you're very first time out or whether you come across a country from Texas and you compete in 42 competitions a year. But that's the kind of competition that I would like to have.
What kind of work has been involved for you to actually get this thing off the ground?
This has been a tremendous outtaking. I started planning this almost a year ago. It was shortly after we had a small get-together at the campground. My dad owns a campground in Louisa. You had the pronunciation correct. It's in Louisa, Virginia. Last year, where many of my friends from the Barbecue Central forum came together, and we did a mock run. It was not really a competition, just kind of all in fun. And we had a blast that weekend. And I wanted to do something a little bit bigger. And I knew that the campground could handle a KCBS-style competition, full-blown. I could do up to 50 teams. And I started planning it then. Basically, it was a lot of legwork looking into other competitions, what paperwork is involved, what computer programs were involved, how much money was involved, and that's where it started.
Now, it looks like from bumping around on the Cruise and Q, or the Q and Crew website, that this is actually sponsored by the Mid-Atlantic Barbecue Association, being billed as a KCBS-style event. Did you try and get the KCBS to represent or sanction this event initially and then went to the Mid-Atlantic Barbecue Association?
Initially, I had planned on doing the KCBS sanctioning. Being a first-time, first-year event, I wasn't sure how much money I could get in sponsorship. I wasn't sure how many teams I could get involved. So I was really worried about where the money was going to come from to pay for KCBS sanctioning. It cost quite a bit to go the KCBS route. I talked to several people at KCBS, several representatives from there, let them know what I wanted to do, and they basically said, look, this is your first year out. Run it as close to KCBS as you could possibly run it. Go to four categories, use our rules, do everything by the book, and next year the sanctioning will be a whole lot easier. And I think that this year, in 2008, we're going to get a good feel on how much participation we're going to have, how much sponsorship we're going to have, and how much money we can look for in the future. And I think, and there's no doubt in my mind looking now, that 2009 won't be any problem whatsoever getting KCBS sanctioning.
No.
However, I was very fortunate enough to get involved with the Mid-Atlantic Barbecue Association, who opted to sanction us as long as we went by the KCBS rules. I have two representatives coming down from, one from Maryland, and I think the other from Pennsylvania, and they are coming down as representatives. And they will be overseeing the competition to make sure that we run things exactly the way that Mid-Atlantic would like to run it and also as KCBS would like to run it.
Well, you seem to have a decent amount of teams that have already been registered from what I could see on the forum. Do you think that the teams that have signed up, or I guess a better question would be, do you think you would have more teams signed up now if this was a KCBS event versus it being a like KCBS event?
Go find out what Bill had to say about a like KCBS event. I think a lot of things are going to go back to this time again. We're going to see some different sanctioning bodies get stronger, weaker. A lot of shifting sands in competition barbecue. I think it's natural. Head on over to the BBQCentralShow.com. Listen to the rest of this episode. I think that's going to be impressive. Well, you know what you think about it. Once you do that, get a hold of me, John, J-O-N, John, at thebbqcentralshow.com. And until next time on the best moments of the Barbecue Central Show in 10 minutes or less, I'm your host, John Solberg. I look forward to talking to you again soon.